hopefully the internet goes well. It's a nice Monday morning here in Tokyo. Are we connected all right?
Okay, I seem to be struggling still with my audio. One second, Colin.
Yeah, you were muted for a moment there.
Okay, there we are.
Okay.
All right, sorry about that. I got to mute out my my back office chatter that's kind of distracting me a little bit. All right, sorry, I may have lost the plot a little bit. I think I did, however, find the first question. I got pretty distracted by conversation backstage.
Yeah, no problem.
So the first question here is someone's asking when they first tried comparing transducers.el, the CLib and Dash bookmark compiled, they give some detailed results we're sharing on the stream. They expected transducers to be slower than CLoop, but faster than CLib or Dash. However, this isn't the case. Any idea why? And so I'll come back into their data to show they're showing. You know, there's not a lot of detail on the use case here. We could certainly click through it. Do it. Oh, I should have waited to zoom until I find my spot here. There we are. All right, so there's our example.
Looks like we are doing a simple map and a sum. Question about performance. So a case like this, a simple, I just want to, you know, rip through a collection of numbers and sum them all. That's a case where basically loop is always going to win. Because, you know, loop is optimized. This is true in both Emacs Lisp and in Common Lisp. For a case like this where you're not really doing, you know, too nested of like chained calls. Like you don't have many sort of what I was calling comp steps, compositional steps. If you're just ripping through a collection of numbers, loop is always going to win. Transducers kind of shines when you have to do things that loop can't in terms of expressing yourself. So there are lots of different transducers that you can chain together. And in that case, you're kind of prioritizing developer time and developer happiness, because you're able to, you know, express yourself more clearly, whereas sometimes those kind of algorithms can get very hairy if you're just using loop. Now, that sounds like I'm moving the goalposts, and there's really no excuse for, you know, these things not being as performant as possible. In this specific case, my guess is that the transducers is slower because it has to do a whole bunch of, like, inner function calls. In order to, you know, actually do the adding and the collecting. So there's a lot of stuff that the loop, that just the raw loop doesn't have to do, which transducers does. And so in this case, that's why it would be slower.
All right, makes sense.
I cannot comment against Dash, and also a reminder that transducers both in CL and in Emacs Lisp here doesn't attempt to do any, you know, fun, you know, inner rewriting or, you know, what's called in Haskell fusion. Like if you have two different map steps, like in a row, it's not going to see that and somehow fuse them internally. It's a fairly, in that sense, the implementation is just as is, and no, you know, PhD level effort has gone into trying to make it, you know, as raw, fast as possible. Mm-hmm. The idea being that ergonomics is more important up front.
Yeah, that's kind of a whole fascinating subpanel, right? My theme this conference has been, all these different things we should try to get subpanels going for and use that, maybe fill in the dev track or even have a third track or, you know, whatever. I'm not that concerned about the logistics of squeezing it into the schedule so much, but anyway, interesting, I mean to say. So, did we already speak to theoretical texts? No, right?
No, let's continue.
Okay, so another question from the group. Do you know of any theoretical texts on transducers?
My readme, particularly of the Common Lisp implementation, is the theoretical text on transducers. Rich Hickey has some YouTube videos, which also come close. I mean, he invented the things. But in terms of having like a full like explanation of everything, it's my readme, and it's also the info manual of Guile Scheme. Their documentation on Surfy 171 is what I used to learn transducers and to re-implement them in other Lisps. So if you just want like a document explaining them, my readme is actually the clearest that I've found.
Awesome. Okay, next question. And I'm sorry, you gave a name. You referred to somebody's videos.
Rich Hickey, the inventor of Clojure.
Rich Hickey, thank you. Hope I got the spelling right, and maybe somebody can catch that and fix. If not, I'll reach on. Thank you. Reach on to the next question. Writers, Lazy Series in Lisp, late 70s, said this should have been done as an additional compiler feature in compilers, but if not, must be a macro package. Did you think about that? Viz your CL, Fennel, ELIS porting of transducers.
I think that there is definitely some Galaxy Brain Lisp author out there is probably smart enough to turn a bunch of this stuff into macros. I believe that's how the Common Lisp Library series works. It sees that you were calling map or whatever, and it actually knows that that's like a special macro keyword, and so it does a bunch of internal rewriting in order to be fast. I did not do that. The implementation as I have it is very simple, and simplicity, shouldn't be, underestimated.
I love it. What a nice succinct answer. Even I can manage to type that out as I scroll us to the next question. So does tbuffer read... does tbuffer read provide a lazy stream that's line-wise or character-wise or do something else entirely?
Okay, there are two functions. I showed tbuffer read. There's also one called tfile read, which doesn't require that you actually have the buffer open. It's much more clever. Tbuffer read, I believe, is simpler. As long as you have in Emacs Lisp, what is called the current buffer active, I'm fairly sure you're able to just call like next line on it. I don't believe that I'm doing anything fancy there looking for like line ends. I believe I'm just grabbing the next line and then processing that line wise.
Very good. Can the ELISP library be combined with the stream.el API or sequence in general?
I would say that these libraries are completely orthogonal. You saw that everything was prefixed by T. Basically, transducers is its own zone. However, one thing that I do in the Common Lisp, which is theoretically possible for the Emacs Lisp as well, is kind of little shim libraries. So I provide, at least for Common Lisp, for a number of popular sort of third-party collection types, I provide an ability to use them as sources. Maybe that's what you mean. Like if like the built-in containers for Emacs Lisp are already supported. So, you know, like vector, hash table, and so on.
Makes sense. So I think what I heard there is, yeah, go ahead, please.
Sorry, in terms of mixing, like, you know, like, for instance, you know, like seek-map used in transducers, we'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to say, I think it, it sounds like you're saying, yeah, probably they are, actually. We don't know yet about any places where they don't play nicely together. So quite possibly so. We can use sequence and transducers together, for example.
As a source, potentially, yeah. It's very easy because that just uses def generic. As long as you have a new, like if you have a new collection type, as long as you implement a def method for it somewhere, it'll just magically work with this library. That's the magic of def generic.
As an Emacs user, enjoying, you know, sort of the renaissance of new features it's had, or sorry, Emacs, ERC user for chat, I've seen a lot of awesome stuff get done the last couple of years with generics. JP never was working on that, and like that's just making my eyes pop and go, wow, that does make a whole lot of things simpler, doesn't it? I think we're a lot of us running into generics and how that solves problems in Emacs. How does one debug a tconf expression? Can you talk in terms of like single step, step by step, intermediate results of the different statements you declare?
Yes. So in Common Lisp, this is wonderful because we have the, you know, an amazing debugger and step debugger and sly stickers and things like that. In Emacs Lisp, it's a little bit, shall we say, more difficult. For step debugging, I believe, so what comp does is comp internally, it should be a macro, but currently it's not, although there's work to improve that. It's doing an internal reduce and it's turning into one giant kind of composed lambda inside. So I don't know if step debugging would work there. However, we do have one function called log, which lets you inspect intermediate results. So you could technically use that to inject yourself somewhere into the transduction chain and, you know, halt or, you know, inspect the current value, etc.
So you get a bunch of questions lined up. I think we're coming up within our last 5 minutes before some declared reset time that we have internally to just prep us to roll our closing credits, so to speak. Not that I would want to cut the question and answer short, but I might have to step away personally. But as we discussed before, you can just kind of run the QA however you want here or take questions offline if you'd like to answer them off the pad. And I just want to say one more time, kids I don't manage later, thanks again for your talk, for dedicating the time to this live QA. And I think we can see by the many questions that are here. So I'll try to kind of flip us through as many of them as I can with our last couple of minutes, if that sounds good. Mm. Alternately, this might be a good time if you have kind of wrap it up, final thoughts, as Leo Safanda is saying, by all means, have at.
Sure, thanks a lot. I'd say that if you are still curious, check out the readmes because those have a lot of information, including like a full description of the API and everything that's available. Otherwise, just give them a shot. You know, using these things is the best way to learn them. Of course, I use them everywhere, basically all across my Emacs Lisp and all across my Common Lisp now too. They get a lot of mileage.
All right, you're speaking our language now. As Emacs users, all our ears poke up when you say, "I'm getting a lot of mileage. I'm using it across everything." Every Emacs user has a story that harmonizes with that, I think. So our next question, is there a path for transducers to enable ELISP processing or otherwise overly large data sets as if just normal Emacs buffers, i.e. just pulling one thing at a time, so essentially stream-like under the hood, but buffer like an interface. I think that makes sense to me. With none of the usual performance issues, like as if, you know, the long the history with long files is what that brings to mind, I guess.
Yeah, yes. So as you saw before, the with buffer read sort of stream function does have to have the actual buffer in memory, and then you can go really fast. But there's another one with file read. Now, again, I haven't tried to optimize that yet, but in theory, it is able to read right from the underlying file without having to open it as a buffer first.
Awesome. Ari, the performance issues mentioned and that popped up recently in the list and forums, to what extent does tail call optimization and other mechanisms like inlining, garbage collection friendliness, and so on, could these alleviate issues, enable their use at little to no extra cost? I feel right. Like we're leading the witness here, but I'm sure you see where we're going.
Yeah, no problem. So in terms of tail call optimization, that's already happening because the internal loop mechanism is using CL labels. And in Emacs Lisp, CL labels is just a macro that is like extremely tail recursive. So that's very, very fast. It's not tail recursive, but it's using like go-tos. So it's extremely, extremely fast, like the raw looping of it. So, okay, well, then where does the slowness come from? It's probably coming from those lambdas, and it's probably coming from like extra consing, extra allocation somewhere, which is sort of what you're referring to with the GC friendliness. So perhaps there's some fusion that I can do to speed it up.
Neat. That just sounds fascinating endlessly. Are there options to like read from a CSV, JSON, produce an A list or P list instead of hash table?
Absolutely. I need to double check that, but we can read both CSV and JSON, and you should be able to just turn on the plist option. I will double check, but there's fairly free conversion between those three types because hash table is not always what you want. And actually, I suspect that slowness that we saw in the demo before was because it was allocating hash tables for every like all of the 50,000 lines. And had it been a plist, it would have been faster.
Interesting. So maybe there's opportunities even if you end up with hash lists, but then they're shared strategically and you pay the cost of a little extra layer in there that buckets them together the way that we might group like files by the first four characters in the file name once we've got a million files. is the common list version ready for production use? Do you want to comment on API stability?
I use it all the time. I'm writing a game in Common Lisp right now, and I'm using transducers everywhere in there. Ooh. And it doesn't even make a dent in the frame rate, and I'm using them extensively.
Okay, well, I'll just read from chat. Thanks so much for the answers. Do we need a pre-written or T- version for every already existing reducing function plus, as an example, or is there a function that constructs in mind, I'm going to add the word auto-vilifies them already, auto-defines or something, or just generically wraps function calls some way, already
yes,
defined.
So this is basically fold. So some built-in functions like plus already function like reducers. It's kind of a coincidence that they do that. But there's an example in the readme. Max is one that does not act like that. For instance, maybe I could screen share later, but if you just type in like plus one, if you call plus one in Emacs Lisp or Common Lisp, you get back one. Like it actually only needs one argument. And that's basically all that you, and if you only type plus, it actually gives you zero. And that's plus and multiple satisfy sort of the API of reducers. But if you have one that doesn't, like the max function, and similarly, just type in plus, just like as a function call, just plus with nothing else, and you'll see. No. As a function, zero will come out. Yeah. So this basically means it satisfies the reducer API. But a function like max does not. So if you just type in max and then one, it won't work. Or pardon me, it did. But if you type in max with nothing else, there it wouldn't work. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so like mm-hmm. error, right? So Hence, we have to wrap it in something like fold. So I would say go look at the fold function.
Right, which that I won't do. I'm not that well enough prepped. Darn it. Leo would have been here, but oh, well, you got me.
Yeah, no problem. But fold is sort of the ultimate reducer function.
Great. So is there, where was I? Here we go. We're way past this, right? So do we, is compiling argument, is the compiling argument for trans, compelling argument for transducers, that there's a better, that it's a better abstraction? It seems like there are concerns, objections, while problematically valid, focused on implementation. Can this abstraction allow for advances in implementation?
Yes. What I've basically done is mostly followed the pattern of usage that exists in Clojure and in Scheme's SURFI 171. So in theory, the sort of the service level API is the same no matter where you're using this. And that's the idea, right? Like if you learn them in one Lisp, you should be able to use them everywhere. And then what it's actually doing under the hood is sort of free for us to change around. My implementations are mostly based on the Scheme with a few alterations here and there. And in the common Lisp case, like adding some common Lisp isms to improve usage, like UX a little bit. But overall, we are free to, do whatever we want internally to speed up performance. I just haven't done that work.
Awesome. So here's where I have to, where we're getting the hook. We've just been pulled off the stream. Viewers just saw the crawl by as it sent us over to the other pad where I get to jump on and get involved with that now. But I can't thank you enough, Colin. Would you like me to stop the recording here? Any other comments you'd like to make?
Yeah, sure. Like, I mean, I'll stick around for any more live questions. I'm looking at both IRC and big blue button here. So if people have more questions, I'll hang around for a bit.
I'm going to leave the channel open. I see you do have a few people in here. So I'm just going to go ahead and leave the recording. We can always trim it up if you let us know, hey, the last 10 minutes weren't anything, or whatever. No pressure, no worries, no mistakes. Great. Thank you. Really appreciate you.
Yep. Thanks a lot. Okay, does anyone else have some questions? I see Mohsen in the Big Blue Button chat is asking how I made the video. So the presentation itself was done with Reveal.js from org mode. So as you saw, I had a raw org mode buffer, which was the presentation itself, which I then just exported with a few certain settings, a few customizations. And then for screen recording, I used OBS, which worked flawlessly on Arch Linux. I used like Sway, Wayland, and all of that. So all of that sort of, just worked, which was very impressive. Went to the HTML hosted presentation. I don't have that presentation hosted anywhere. I'll look at the... I don't see that. Where did that go? Ah, here it is. So we've got the file here as well. Looks like that's it for questions, basically. Yep, and it looks like everyone's moved on for now. Let's see. Thanks for investors. Do you think there would be a necessary transfer sufficient good hand to the C level code for things? I mean, it would be, so this is answering Lounge 81 on IRC. Yeah, like if we really wanted to go that hardcore, maybe there's some like C level stuff that we could do to improve performance, perhaps. That's if there's, significant demand for such a thing. So far there hasn't been such demand, but maybe there will be in the future. Perhaps there's some custom stuff we could do. And otherwise, Lounge 1. Well, it looks like some people are quite happy with this. All right, that's about what I've seen. So why don't we end it here? I think I can control the recording from my end. If I pause it, will that work? All right. Thank you, everyone.